Com.
Senator Hagel's record on those issues and so many others demonstrate that he is in sync with the president's policies.
Time for a fight, or at least probably a fake one. President Obama upset some Senate Republicans, some Democrats, by nominating former senator and combat vet Chuck Hagel to be the head of the Pentagon, and the anti-terrorism chief John Brennan to be the next director of the CIA. And there's oh so many more hits to be played out. To be sure, there are people that don't really cotton to having Hagel in the top spot when it comes to defense, including Congressman Tom Cotton. Take a listen.
I believe as the Senate and as the American people learn more about Mr. Hagel's outside the mainstream voting record and statements, that he could, in fact, be defeated in Senate and with many Democratic votes as well. Mr. Hagel faces very challenging confirmation hearings. Several senators like Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, have already said they cannot support the nomination. He had voted for the war in 2002 when it was popular, and now in 2006 when the war was less popular, he was turning his back on the very troops he had voted to send to war in the first place.
Yes, he's going to have to explain that. Hagel and Brennan will have to answer questions about policy in Israel and Iran, drone attacks, interrogation tactics, that kind of stuff. Hagel probably will be roughed up a little bit more than Brennan, but I think they both get confirmed. It's not must-see TV. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we begin. Nominations, nominations, nominations. We are certainly going to seg into a few other things, including lightening the load, in a sense, by what you can do to get retirement ready. I can't talk enough, I think, on America Tonight, at least a handful of times, about being smart, about putting money away, because who knows if we're even going to use money, actually, in the future. But seriously, it's awful to have somebody get to the end of the line and they can't really afford to retire. And we're seeing this more and more and more, and it's because of the economic doldrums we're in this country and the ridiculousness of a deficit that's killing us, and who knows what's happening with Social Security and all the things you thought you were going to get just might not be there in the end. We may all be setting up lemonade stands and we'll be gray-haired and have big smiles on our faces begging people to buy whatever it is we're pitching. So Mike Bonaccorsi usually stops by a couple of times a month, and we talk to Mike about things you might not realize when it comes to chucking some money in an IRA or some other form of retirement. Plus, we're going to hit the mailbag and a few other things, too, as well. Besides this nomination, Hagel is a guy I feel compelled to tell you little nuggets about both of them. Hagel is a former Republican senator, of course, from Nebraska, and what he's most criticized for is his softness when it comes to Iran and his hostility toward Israel. The 1998 comments that will be dragged out about an ambassador nominee who he called openly, aggressively gay. He had to end up apologizing for that. So for some, that would be fine. For others, like many of the Democrats, they would be furious over those past remarks. And he has apologized recently, knowing that this was going to come up, because they vet these guys out and tell them, here's what you said about this, here's what you said about that, and here's where you're going to get criticized. John Brennan, spent a lot of time with the CIA, which I've mentioned before in the show, and initially he was considered to run the agency when Obama won in 2008, withdrew his name, because he was being criticized because of his connection to the interrogation techniques used by the CIA during the Bush administration. Senator Lindsey Graham will probably nail him on foreign policy, but I still think that he gets, I think he gets confirmed, and I think Hegel gets confirmed. So it may all be just hot air we're spewing here and a waste of time. Certainly it's scary when we see that all you see is a headline, you know, with the way we talk in snippets now because we live in a Twitter world. When you hear tanker slams into Bay Bridge, what are you thinking? Guy was trashed out of his mind. Is it going to be a tanker spill or, is this a terrorist act? Naturally, a lot of people's minds go to the terrorism side or to the guy must be on something because of the what happened with the cruise ship in Italy and some other things that have happened with tankers and people being drunk or trashed out on some kind of drug. We don't know what caused it, but it was a freaky thing that happened right before lunch at the Bay Bridge in San Francisco, and it's got a giant span, and it was pretty scary. The bridge looked like, somebody told me it kind of looked like it shaked a little bit, and that may be what they're thinking, because that thing is so protected, I'd be surprised by that. But here's what Bartnay had to say about the Bay Bridge.
This is basically a scrape for the Bay Bridge. It didn't touch the actual bridge structure itself, only our fendering system, and the fendering system performed as it was designed to perform.
All right, so they got to just look down there, and everything that was protected around it, just shore it up. It would be, like I said, if you were on the bridge, it would be pretty freaky to see that or to feel that. And I've been over that bridge several times, and it is a pretty large span. Quickly, this is just too cool for words, so I feel like I need to throw it out here right at the top as we're mixing it up in a couple of different directions. See what you think of this one. You've heard of the big company Cisco, often slammed for having to reinvent itself. But Cisco is going in an interesting direction, and because of this big technology conference that's coming up in Vegas, it's a good place to bring this up here on America Tonight. They've got a video service that will put that you can put in your living room. The video service is called VideoScape Unity. It's a cloud-based video platform where you've got cable TV companies and others that will be able to use the set-top box. And what it has is it has a tool in it that recommends shows to a person based on your past viewing habits. Well, we've seen that before. It gives you a profile, so it tells you your list of your music and things that you like, ESPN, sports, whatever. And it's cloud-based, so if you want to record any kind of an episode, it's stored in the cloud for whenever you want, as opposed to it going away. So you can watch any episode on an iPad, a phone, whatever. It'll be programmed for that, meaning you're out somewhere and somebody suggests that, oh, yeah, that show that you watch, Breaking Bad, is back. So maybe you want to program that in because you're going to miss it. More ways for us to spend time using technology that we're not sure how it works. But dang, we're going to get to watch every single show that we want to watch. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
America Tonight. You can never be ready enough, I think, for retirement. And my pal Mike Bonacorsi has certainly taught me that. His book is called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. In the beginning of the year, that's when financial people really grab our attention, because then it starts to wane and we forget about the things that we said we were going to work on. So now 2013 is here. Mike's in our virtual green room. Mike, as always, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Great to be back, Kate. Happy 2013 to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. You too. So now we have this new year. It's here. What are the things that we should be thinking about at the start of the year so that we can get closer to our goals as we get to the end of another year?
Well, you know, the thing about the review, the year-end review, is because that you're covering two different areas. Number one, I'd like to go back and look and say, how did I do last year? And what do I need to change? What do I need to tweak? What do I need to adjust in the coming year? So the first step I like to take is, how did I do last year? And, you know, as you do this, as you review your plan, you really have to be honest with yourself. Make sure that if you didn't do something, if you didn't get it done, admit it and start over again. But, you know, it's always good. Take a look. Did you have saving goals and did you meet them? Are you contributing to your retirement plan? Are you able to put away enough money at least to max out your employer's contribution? If you're over 50, are you taking advantage of the catch-up that's available to you? If you don't have a company plan, do you have an IRA? Do you have some type of savings plan in process, some way, some system of putting money away, and when possible, putting it away on a tax advantage plan? The next thing is that, are you living within your means? Did you reduce or did you increase your debt? If you increased your debt, what were the circumstances? Was it a one-time event? Maybe you had to buy a car and you've got a plan to reduce it. Or is it an ongoing issue, one that requires a hard look at your lifestyle and spending habits? Maybe your spending habits are a little bit bigger than your income and you have to make some serious adjustments there. Insurance. Are you adequately insured? Do you have enough insurance for your health, your home, your life? Even liability insurance. Insurance is incredibly important to handle those big issues that come up. And, you know, one of the things you got to realize is that not all parts of your plan refer to your finances, but they're just as important. You know, have there been any changes in your health or that of a family member? Have you moved towards a healthier lifestyle? Are you exercising more and improving your diet, less stress in your life? Did you get enough family time in, fun time, and even some time for yourself? All of these things are critical to making your plan work. Did you have any personal goals, and did you accomplish them? What are your goals going to be this year? You know, have you got an estate plan in place? All of these things are all part of the planning process, and this is the time of the year. Everybody's thinking about a new beginning. Everybody's wrapping up last year, and this is when you want to get started on this stuff.
Yeah. And also, too, because if we think what happened in 2012 and we're getting ready for taxes, people are starting to get things back in the mail and they're looking at what the taxes are going to look like, or maybe they're ahead of the game and they have everything figured out. What also happens is the conversation comes out, and you mentioned it, about the IRAs and turning a certain age. Have the contribution limits on retirement plans changed? Have we seen any big changes there?
Yeah, there has been some changes, you know, and this is something that gets overlooked quite often, you know, and we can start right off the bat with IRAs, probably the most popular retirement plan that exists. You know, people have had them for a long time. But the IRA limits have changed this year for the first time in quite a few years. Now you can put up to $5,500 either into a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And if you're over 50 years old, you can add an extra $1,000, bringing it up to $6,500. That's a lot of money. So, you know, now you can really start putting that money away. And it's that $500, you know, over a period of 10, 15, 20 years can make a big difference as far as your savings go. If you're contributing to a 401k, a 403b, or a 457 plan, depending on where you work, 403Bs are the nonprofit version of the 401Ks, and the 457 plans are typically used in municipalities, you can put up to $17,500 in 2013, another $500 increase over 2012, and if you're over 50 years old, you can put in an additional $5,500 in there. I mean, that brings you up to a total of $23,000 as the employee contribution to these plans.
Wow. Wow, that could make a tremendous difference to people who have to play, you said it at the top, catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Big difference. You know, especially if you're thinking, you know, that maybe you missed a few years early in life. If you're in your 30s, 40s, whatever it is, putting that extra money away can make a lot of difference. Because remember, when you retire, chances are you aren't going to take all this money out of the plan all at once and spend it. What you're going to do is you're going to take out what you need, and the remainder of it will still remain in the plan, whether it's an IRA or whatever. Part of it's still going to remain there and still continue to grow. Some of this money will still have an additional 10, 15, 20 years to grow.
Yeah. The other thing that people, I think, sometimes forget, I've seen this before when I've been out and getting ready for taxes and whatnot, the questions start to fly around about, as you just mentioned, the kind of contributions you can make. Can you still make the contributions to the IRAs that will count for 2012 before you do your taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. You can make a contribution for 2012 IRA up until April 15th of this year. It's important to remember that because some plans, especially if you're self-employed, like a SEP plan, which is a self-employed retirement plan, you can actually make a contribution up to your tax filing time. So it's April 15th. Plus, if you apply for any extensions, you can carry those extensions along, but you can't do that with an IRA. With an IRA, your contribution for last year, for the previous year, is due on tax filing day. Now, if the 15th, for some reason, falls on a weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and tax filing day is on the 16th or the 15th, then you have until that time. As we've had over the last couple of years, I think the last 2 years we kind of got into this weekend filing date. So IRAs have to be completed by tax filing deadline April 15th, and things like theft can be carried on and take advantage of a filing extension.
Yeah. You've been in the financial planning business for a while, and, you know, this is definitely in your, I call it your wheelhouse. But for other people, I was thinking about when we were growing up and going to school, you know, it's funny. It's funny, Mike. I think a lot of younger people in their early 20s, they are not even thinking about retiring. And that's when you think you're Superman and you can actually fly and, and bounce back from five marathons in a row or whatever. But yeah. wouldn't we be better served to have people learn this younger, that they could start making contributions, that they could realize, why are you not taking an employee match? Because I've seen that happen with a lot of people who regret it. Like you said, there's things they didn't do when they were younger. Why is it that somehow, is it because of what I said, that people feel invincible?
You know, I think it's that. I think people just aren't aware of it. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, Kate, when I went to school, I went to a Catholic high school in Massachusetts, and we had no business classes. We had no economics classes. I didn't really understand what business was. I didn't understand accounting or anything like that. It took a while to learn over the years. And, you know, I still think that exists. I think some of the schools out there now are starting to do a better job with it. But I do think that there's this huge gap in education that should start a lot longer. Let's face it, how many teenagers do we know that are out there working, that really just, you know, work, earn their money, and then take and spend it without any idea of saving it, putting it aside?
Yeah.
How many of them really understand what a savings account is, or how to keep a check register? These are the things that are really missing, and they seem so simple. But if we told them how to take that money that they're earning and how they could save that money, and they, you know, and the power of compound interest, of course, interest rates are fairly low now, but understand the power of compound interest and how to keep your check register, how to create a budget, I think this will go a long way in helping them.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. All right, Mike Bonaccorsi, always good info. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Kate, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a second. Sorry if you watched that national title game, Alabama and the Fighting Irish, because it was probably the biggest waste. Yeah, really, you would have been better off watching reruns of Sanford and Son or something else. Pick an old TV Land show, and it would have been more entertaining. Too bad, because you know sometimes that's what happens. There's this big bad buildup. Oh, the Irish, they're there. They're finally, and the Irish are trash talking the Bama fans. But the Alabama fans know they have a coach who makes a fortune. And for good reason, because now this is back-to-back for them. And they're like the football factory. They churn out some of the best linemen in college football. And it certainly showed if you watched even 5 minutes of it, if you could stand it for that long. Halfway point, man, I think it was a must-flip moment. It was a must turn the TV to something else or go and do something else moment. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. See, he's back now. We caught up with him over the holidays, paid off our man with
the tanned and rested.
Yeah, he got a few margaritas, had a few nights of crazy song, wine, and women. He's back, he's paid off, and he's ready to go to work.
He had a better New Year's Eve than I did, I think.
I think so. That's right. See, it pays to stick around. he has seniority on this show. More than I do and more than Matt the Glue does. The voice. So Pam says, Kate, what's up with what's happening in Illinois? Did you hear the story about the Senate Dems pushing their own legislation to restrict semi-automatic weapons and also the high-capacity mags, pushing some new gun control measures with what's happened lately and using that over the objections of a lot of people who want to see firearms and want to carry now? Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, what's interesting about that, Pam, is that the Illinois State Rifle Association was sending out massive alerts, because I have a cousin that lives in Illinois, and he had the hardest time. He's a Texan, making the transition as far as the whole gun thing. He doesn't understand and ends up getting in all kinds of disagreements, let's say, with the people in the Windy City over the gun issue. So they sent out a whole bunch of urgent alerts to people, the Rifle Association did in Illinois, warning them that they were trying to push through this last-minute anti-gun stuff, because that's the way. It's hot. It's going to infuriate a lot of people, so let's just stick it in there, and it may go through. There was no grandfathering, so for people who already had guns, there was no exemptions, and you would have a completely short window to turn your guns into the police and avoid prosecution, because if you got caught with them, then that would be it. So this is Illinois. To further the story, which thank you for pointing that out, because I mentioned when you start to see this with what's happening being proposed in Connecticut, it's popping up in other places. A Senate committee approved two bills. That's how it ended up. One dealt with weapons, the other with mags, and it's for the full Senate there could be pretty tough looking at the numbers. And the numbers of people that have to line up in order as to various little darts that are thrown in the middle of this, because you have things like one would ban the possession, the delivery, the sale, the transfer of a semi-automatic handgun and rifles. People who own them could keep them, but they'd have to register them. They would also allow semi-automatic weapons to be used at shooting ranges, but they would have to be regulated, so keep your guns there. An NRA lobbyist told the people in Illinois, the lawmakers that were talking about the bill, he was saying that it would restrict about 75% of handguns, 50% of long guns that are already in circulation, and that people who are law-abiding, who are registered, who have the guns and have done everything they're supposed to do to get those guns, that aren't you treating them like, this was the lobbyist point, aren't you treating them like criminals? And doesn't this conflict with the Second Amendment, which for now anyway, as we know, has been upheld in the courts? There is no doubt in my mind, the push in Connecticut, the push in Illinois, the push in some other states, this absolutely is ending up in the laps of the Supreme Court. Yep, the gowns have it. They're going to have to make some. I think they're going to have to. They're going to have to make some more decisions. And one by one, it's going to be protests on both sides of this in every single city. Remember how, like, you see that old footage of Vietnam protesters and people were hot anti-Vietnam, or some people sticking up for the soldiers, we'll call it that. But there was more anti-Vietnam protesters than you can imagine that would march down the streets of San Francisco or outside of the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to see this, I think. We really are going to see more protests as this becomes an issue that is brought up from state to state to state. And that's what they saw in Illinois. There were a lot of people out there with signs, waving signs, screaming, shouting. They were on the megaphones. There was a lot of attention, certainly. And gun manufacturers in Illinois, and this is another part of the problem, have said that they're going to leave if laws limit guns, if laws limiting guns are put in place, especially especially one of the biggest producers, which is Armalite owner Mark Westman, told the people that reporters that were there that he's fielding offers from a couple of other states. I know one of them is Texas, to move if gun control laws are just slammed through. See, this is that sleight of hand. What happened in Connecticut should just open up the discussion, a rational discussion. And there are things that could be looked at. I'm for responsible gun ownership. And many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how to handle guns. You know how to keep guns. The people in your life understand the guns. Yes, we know there's irresponsible, ridiculous folks who have guns who don't know what they're doing with the guns. And also that goes for, if you're going to get a gun, you have to be prepared to do what you're going to do with the gun. I mean, just really, does anyone want to shoot and kill anyone? I don't think so. Does anyone want to protect their property and make sure the threat of, hey, you step in here, this is what's going to happen to you? Yeah, I honestly think, and I'm going to give credit to the people that own guns, that the majority, that's exactly the way they feel. As in any other group in life, you're going to have a few people that are off the rails. And weeding those people out, that makes sense to me, especially if you're talking about somebody who's deranged and is riddled with mental illness and shouldn't be near firearms. Absolutely. If there's ways to increase help for, certainly there should be help anyway for people who are struggling with mental illness. But I'm not talking about a mild case of depression naturally. How many people in the country could claim that? I'm saying just way, way off and out into Never Never Land for whatever reason, whether it's James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado guy, or whether we're talking about what just happened in Newtown, Connecticut. All right, I went off on a tangent. Quickly, let's get back on track. This one from Big Bob, who says, Delaney, have you been watching any of the football in the playoffs? I'm wondering who you think's going to win the Super Bowl ultimately. Well, it's a great question, and if I look into my crystal ball, which I don't really own, if I had to pick right now, and I still think I would reserve my right to see what happens this weekend, maybe Denver. What a storyline that would be. Peyton Manning then would have two Super Bowls, like his brother Eli with the Giants, and he gets tossed from the Colts, has an emotional news conference because of the neck problems and whatever, and then ends up taking Denver to a Super Bowl and wins it. I like that scenario. I like that ending. Especially my team's not in anyway, so I like it. I know a lot of people in Denver who would be pretty excited about that. All right, moving on to another one. This comes to us from our pal Jake in Austin. Jake says, happy 2013. I've sent you a couple emails, but I don't know if I've actually wrote that on the email. I have to keep saying that to people so I remember that it's 2013. It sure doesn't feel like it to me. I think, if anything, what we should do in 2013 is avoid politicians and politics, at least the way it's rolling downhill now. Wouldn't it be great, Kate, as you have suggested, that we actually hold our politicians accountable? I think that needs to be the resolution for 2013. Hold their feet to the fire. Something you don't like, as you often say, call your senator or congressperson's office and let them know. Yep, there is power in numbers, power to the people. If you don't like what's happening, the more people who call, the more people who get under the skin of the politician, they react. And why? Because they want to be reelected.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal of a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
This final stag on America tonight, for this hour anyway. But before we go there, you know, being asked a question in the mailbag about the football and who I think is going to ultimately go to the Super Bowl, and I said Denver. If I was going to pick a team now, I would say Denver. But let's see what happens this weekend. One of the worst things that happened this past weekend, and I just have to pull out my dungeon, is what happened with the Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III. I'm sick of people saying RG3. I think Joe Buck said nothing but RG3 when he was talking about him, gushing over him. He suffered a partially torn lateral collateral, easy for me to say, ligament in his right knee, so not good news. He tore part of an ACL. It's unknown how severe it is because of a previous knee injury he had when he was at Baylor in 2009 that had two screws and a rubber band to hold it together. He's going to see some specialists with his knee, but the news is not good. It's likely he'll have to have, he's going to have a full, obviously, off season, but will he be ready for the beginning of next season? Here's what his coach, Mike Shanahan, had to say.
I'm not sure right now the extent of his knee. Anytime you do have a former ACL injury or an LCL, and you take a look at this MRI, sometimes it's old injuries. That's why he's going to fly down there and see Dr. Andrews, get some new MRIs, get a physical examination. And so right now, everything's totally speculation. When I do know the extent of the injury, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and he is getting skewered by talk radio fans in the Washington, D.C. area, even in national talk sports talk radio he is. And I think he deserves to get whipped up on a little bit for putting Griffin in, who wanted to play. But regardless, he's the coach. He makes the final decision. And I think they jumped the gun on RG3. So I think Mike Shanahan needs a little bit of a timeout in our America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And listen, I'm hoping that he's going to be okay, but I think playing against the Seahawks in that wild card loss, I understand wanting to, but he really shouldn't have been. He really shouldn't have been put in. Shanahan had that decision to make, and I think it was definitely the wrong decision. When the knee gave out in the fourth quarter, it bent unnaturally. He tried to recover a bad snap. You could, my heart just sank for him. I thought, boy, this is not good. This is really discouraging. He's been struggling with that knee injury, and this is just a little bit too soon, and here it is exposed. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in the off season. All right, time for another edition of We Can Count. Foot overseas Raymar rammed a tower at about 11:20 in the morning heading out to sea. This is from the Coast Guard. Let me re-rack here and tell you about a very busy bridge where this happened. This happened, an empty oil tanker causing minor damage. It smacks the tower in the middle of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge while it was navigating beneath that span. And I gave you the feet on this boat. 752 foot is what we're talking about here. The parent company that owns the Marshall Islands registered ship said it hit an underwater portion of the bridge structure. Investigators haven't really said the cause of the crash at this point. And, of course, there's always a chance that there could be some kind of human error or whatever. Visibility at the time was about a quarter mile, but they say that really wasn't a factor in this. And there was, you know, no timetable on how long it's going to take to figure this out. The crew and the captain of the ship have to have drug and alcohol testing. That's the federal regulations. The inspectors look at the hull of the ship, and the accident damaged about 40 feet of fender and steel and wooden timbers that were built onto the span to absorb the brunt of a ship's collision, because they were always worried about that. If you remember, there was a major crash in 2007 that chucked 53,000 gallons of oil into the bay. It was oil that leaked from a ship that contaminated 26 miles of the shore and killed 2,500 birds, and you know, the whole crab season was a mess. And the only thing that happened to this boat, because it wasn't carrying any oil, the only fuel they had was to power up the engine. So thank goodness that's a good thing. But they'll have to repair that material on the water because they're concerned about it. And nobody was hurt. As soon as the headline started to come out about this, though, somebody said to me, terrorists finally got the bridge. I was like, whoa. And it popped me out of bed, but this wasn't a terrorist thing. Let's hope there wasn't any drug or alcohol involved in it either, because that's a concern for a big span like that. How many people could you bring down if there was a big enough crash? That's why the enforcements there especially are so important, so that doesn't happen. All right, this is a follow-up to something that I've been talking about a lot on ATN, and it's, do you understand your health insurance rates? Do you understand if they're going to go up? What does this new Part 2 administration and the rollout of more of the affordable health care, what does it mean for you? Well, health insurance rates, a new study comes out that shows that the health insurance rates for younger people is going to really increase by as much as 40%. I thought the idea was affordable. 40% is high. And this was published, the study was published in a thing called Contingencies Mag. They say a lot of healthy people, relatively healthy people, will tip the balance away from people with health needs, but then that drives up the cost for people between the ages of 21 and 29. Now, the more than 4 million uninsured people will have to pay more out of pocket for single coverage than they ever had to before. So, used to be, you're starting a job, and you're debating because you think you're invincible. Oh, do I need health care? And then they're offering me health care, and then whatever. And so you get it, but it's pretty cheap. Now it's not going to be so cheap if you're talking about 40% more. So the higher rates for the people under 30, combined with low mandate penalties during the first years of the implementation of it, that's where you're going to see that the coverage really, really shoot up, and where people are going to choose not to buy it. So when they don't enroll, then the whole individual market may collapse, then premiums increase for anyone across the board because enrollment decreases, because it's a numbers game. Like, this is about numbers. We can count as about numbers. We can count applies to insurance. What do insurance companies do? They make money. They want to make money, and they go by numbers. If there's not enough numbers, it's going to cost more for everybody. See? We told you so.
Idiot! It's simple! What, are you kidding me?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.